Hey kids, it's time for PNF Studios' new audio learning experience. Get out your nearby copy of PNF number 6. We are going to go through the script, leaving a blank spot for the Pinocchio parts. When you hear this tone, it is time for your part. We shall leave you long enough to say it.
Carefully for any sign of the law before knocking on this door, because this eccentric millionaire has turned to crime for kicks. Maureen Kelly, one of the evil people that our troubleshooting twosome has met, has been waiting uneasily for Tom because he has recently worked for the ferret and has a very valuable object. All this adds up to a mystery for Pinocchio and Foot. In a frightful second part to the story of Element 106, no one knows what the big noses know.
Well, Tom, have you got it?
That depends. Do you have the $1 million?
Fine, I'll get it for you,
she says as she reaches for a gun.
Oh, no, you don't. Drop it and get me my money.
Soon.
Thanks, babe. You'll find your package on the coffee table.
Outside, as Tom Wheelwright is walking out, is walking down the stairs.
Ha ha ha! Ooh.
Did you do your part, kids? Well, on with our story.
Element 106. Mine.
Crash. I think I hurt my arm.
Never. I'll drink it first.
3.
Powie!
After they recover from the blast, Mr. Bogart thinks, where's my pipe? Where did she go? Well, since it's the narrator's job to answer such questions, I'll answer that question. Reedy's molecules have been disassembled and are held together by a strong magnetic field. This field has pulled her into outer space towards a subterranean chamber at the center of the moon. But what in the name of Pinocchio is at the center of the moon?
Holy Dookini, where am I?
Rini Irreverent, alias Maureen Kelly, you are in my prison.
Who are you?
I am Smarg. This place has been my prison for 5 billion years.
What?
But enough of this. Rini, what is your ultimate goal in life?
My ultimate goal? My ultimate goal is to control the world so I can spread misery and evil throughout the world.
Ha ha ha, Rini!
What?
I can give you your goal!
What? How?
With this! It's a magic flute. I borrowed it from Mozart. It has the power to make any man fall in love with you. With it, you can control anyone! Anyone!
Hey, if you have so much power, why don't you take over the world?
For reasons you wouldn't understand, my powers cannot leave this chamber. However, when you ate Element 106, it's transported you here. But enough of this prattle. Rini, take this magic flute and control the world. Then take one of these Element 106 tablets and bring me some freon gas. This gas will free me. After that, you and I will take everything from your solar system that we need to conquer the... I've said enough. Except, let me warn you, if you should fail your mission or double-cross me, then this flute will destroy you. Now, go!
Boom!
We'll be back after this important announcement.
Hello there, kitties. This is Foot. How would you like to have a figure just like me? Well, you can. Just send $1,000,050 for postage and handling to us, and you get the new book by Lep R.C., Fattening Up for Fun. Yes, that's right. You just send your money to Fat Boy, care of P&F Studios, 1354 East, 9th South, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84105.
Welcome back. Back at Reenie's.
Blasto!
Not again. After the smoke clears.
Okay, Big Nose, we're going to the airport. Fatto, take this stuff.
Meanwhile, at Big Nose Division.
It's been an hour. I'm going back.
I'll come with you.
Later, at Rini's, again.
They're gone.
What's that?
An alarm. Somebody's stealing the jet nose.
The jet nose, the fastest vehicle in the wild blue yonder, flying over the face of America to...
Washington, D.C. Pinocchio, you're going to introduce the president to me.
So, Pinocchio thinks... Meanwhile, back to Foot.
Where are we going? I think I'm going to be sick.
To the airport, Inspector. We'll be able to follow in the jet nose to its destination.
Meanwhile, back to Pinocchio.
Certainly, Pinocchio, you may land on the White House lawn.
Sooner than you can say, Pinocchio, pixie mouth.
Mr. President, Pinocchio and party.
Greetings, Pinocchio. Why did you have to see me?
For this, President Richards.
Huh? What's that horrible noise?
Boink!
Oh, Rini, I love you.
Me too.
Good Garfos, can this be happening? And where is the cavalry?
Okay, Joe, call out the armed forces. You're going to invade Mexico, then we'll invade Canada, then...
Yes, my love?
Where are the Marines? The Army? The Native? The Native? Where is help? Where's the Lone Ranger? Zorro? Anyone? Most of all, where in the name of Pinocchio is Fat Foot?
Hi! Hey!
Why? He's saving the day, of course!
Smash!
Bonk! Bonk!
Hey, hi!
Undaunted by Foot's flashy interest, Reedy raises the magic flute to her lips.
I haven't lost yet!
Pinocchio's great willpower breaks through the magic that holds him. He takes the flute from her.
No, Pinocchio, don't!
What's going on? And breaks it over his knee.
Crack,
crack. As the flute breaks, Smarge's promise is fulfilled.
Ah!
Horrible things descend onto Reedy, and she disappears.
What's happening to her?
Pinocchio, who's going to pay for the damage to the White House?
And thank you for joining us for Pinocchio on Foot number 6, the end.
Congratulations on making it through Pinocchio on Foot number 6. And be ready for our next tape, when we shall do the complete Pinocchio and Foot series. So be listening for the magic. Thank you, and good night.
This is a test.